That's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. And that's why we're all here. A shoe is just a shoe. Until somebody steps into it, then it has meaning. The rest of us just want a chance to touch that greatness. And we need you in these shoes, not so you have meaning in your life, but so that we have meaning in ours. Everyone will be forgotten as soon as our time here is up. Except for you. You're gonna be remembered forever, because some things are eternal. And your story is gonna make us fight and never give up.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're gonna keep in here fighting. I was hoping so much to come on live with you guys this morning, and the internet decided not to work. I find that very coincidental, but either way, we just keep trying. We keep going. We keep figuring it out one way or the other. I don't know how I'm going to get this uploaded. I don't know. I'm just going to, by faith, I'm doing this video, and we'll find a way to get together just like we always have. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word, because what we're experiencing is literally biblical, literally biblical. We are in the fight for humanity, and we're going to see the enemy destroyed. This is what we're going to see. We are watching, we're witnessing it, and we're going to see our days are going to be beautiful and healthy and wealthy and peaceful all throughout the world. If you're new, I'd love to show you my website. Can't do it right now. It's freedomforce.live. Freedomforce.live. And if you're new, definitely go and check out This Is Biblical. I look at the current events in the light of God's Word. So this whole thing that happened yesterday is gigantic. I believe it's their desperation. I don't at all think this was a lone gunman. Okay, so for those of you who are watching this maybe later on, this is July 14th. Yesterday there was an assassination attempt on our president, and we'll talk about this because there's still a lot of information coming out. But bottom line, I do not believe this was a lone gunman at all. So we'll get to that. But first of all, I always want to remind you guys, this is the promise that the Lord gave us in His Word, that He would one day, that humanity would wake up, that we'd realize what's going on, who our enemies were, and that we would fight together. And you are part of this amazing army. He's also promised us that He would send someone to help us, and that we would need this person. And President Trump is the anointed of the Lord. There's no doubt about it. If there was any doubt about it before, there shouldn't be now. I have said many times, I've said that he's bulletproof, and there's clear evidence right there. And there's been a lot of posts online about, the angel of the Lord came between him and the bullet. No doubt. There's no doubt about it. And we've seen it over and over and over. Now, we've been told on the board that this has been attempted many times. They attempted years ago, they attempted a missile against his plane. And so they've attempted it many times, but not obviously ever this obvious to the rest of the people. And so they saw it for themselves. Here is Psalm 20. Now I know that the Lord rescues His anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven and rescue him by his great power. Some nations boast of their chariots and horses, but we boast in the name of the Lord our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse. Don't think of nations as what we think of normally as nations. Think of the evildoers at the top, the New World Order. But we will rise up and stand firm. That's just like that video there that we just watched. President Trump is the amazing example of someone who literally stands up. And his defiance yesterday was off the charts. In the middle of all this, he did not cower in fear at all. Uh-oh. I don't know if my video is gonna, if any of this is gonna work today. Anyway, if the thing stops, if it stops working, we'll just keep going. That's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna keep going. Anyway, give victory to our King, O Lord. Answer our cry for help. The Lord is helping us. We're gonna see the day when our enemies will be stopped. No doubt about it. Let's see if this is actually recording. I don't know. I don't know if it's we're gonna work or not. Anyway, we're just gonna keep going. Anyway, I love that. Psalm 20. I know the Lord rescues his anointed king. He will answer him from his holy heaven and rescue him by his great power. The Lord is going to rescue us, and he is using President Trump, and nothing can happen to him. I actually got a call from one of my dear friends in the middle of all this when this happened yesterday, and I, you know, she was flipping out. This is someone who I've told years ago about, you know, the truth of 17 and all that, and they patted me on the head and like, oh yeah, whatever, you know. And then about 3 years ago, they came along. They said, "You were right." I'm like, "Yes, I was right," and I'm right about this too, that he is the Lord's anointed, no doubt about it. And she says, "Well," so she and her husband were all upset. She said, "You're not upset?" I said, "I know the truth. I know the truth of what is happening. I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry." And that's why you guys are here, because you know that you don't have to worry either. So look at this one here. This is the sign of the Son of Man. If you're new, you might not be aware of this, but this amazing sign happened in the heavens September 23rd, 2017. Those of you who are here, you've seen it before, and I know you don't mind me sharing it with others because everyone needs to see this. This is the Bethlehem Star for our day. This is the sign of the Son of Man. Our Lord Jesus told us to watch for this sign. As soon as we see this sign, then amazing things would happen. There'd be a great awakening. The Lord Jesus told us what would happen. Matthew 24, verses 30 and 31. He says, "When you see the sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power, and all the earth will mourn. And he will send forth his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth." That is exactly what he did. And he awakened you and me and all of us so that we would be ready to fight this battle, the battle of Armageddon. And it's not a battle on a field somewhere in the Middle East. This is a battle of truth so that we're awakening people. Thank you so much for sharing this channel. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you share information that I put on my social media. Even though I'm not able always to do a video, I go on the social media, and over on, for example, Telegram, on Freedom Force Battalion. Just search Freedom Force Battalion and you will find our feed where we're sharing this information. So take those screenshots, take them and plaster them anywhere and everywhere. That is our role in this battle. In the Old Testament, this sign is called the woman in labor. It's delineated specifically in Revelation chapter 12, 1 and 2. It says there was a woman, a great wonder in heaven, the woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. We are all in birth pangs together to birth this kingdom on earth. That is what we are doing. We are all this woman in labor. We are all laboring together to get this kingdom born. That's what we're experiencing. And on this travailing in birth to be delivered is Jupiter. Jupiter is Melchizedek. The biblical name of Jupiter is Melchizedek. The eternal king and priest entered into her womb on the day President Trump was elected. And it was there for 42 weeks, a travailing of a birth, and was delivered. And here it showed the exact sign. Never has it been before or never since. And right after this, we had the Great Awakening. We all gathered together, and we're seeing this happen. It's been almost 7 years. September will be 7 years. That's why this is heating up, and they are trying everything. They've done everything they could possibly do, and they can't stop Trump or MAGA. They can't. All right, so I want to show you guys, for those of you who have not seen it, I'm sure everyone has seen it at this point, but I want you to see what happened when he was at the rally yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania, and you'll see him swat away where he feels like something grazed his ear or hurt his ear, and you'll see him swat this away, and it was clearly a bullet whizzing past his ear.
And then the worst president in the history of our country took over, and look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
So he went to the ground, and so many people behind, he went to the ground also. Some people could tell that this was gunshots, and they went straight to the ground after that. But some people didn't, you know, understand what was going on. It was, I imagine, hard to hear. So let me play the rest of it. Of course, Secret Service comes right up to the stage. And did you hear that girl screaming? I think it was probably because someone had been shot. And I'm going to show you an aerial view of this so you can kind of get an idea of what happened. There was loss of life. Thank God it was not President Trump. President Trump is fine, and he's made it through. But I do think that there's likely that they knew that they would try to do this. The White Hats knew they would try to, that the criminal cabal would try to do this at some point. And it says this post, the shot heard around the world. The Great Awakening, a week to remember. I don't know if that's what this is about, but it would stand to reason that this is monumental. This is going to be, if anything would cause a mass start awakening, I think that this would be it. And I have seen videos where there are people who are saying, no, we realize that we've been lied to about President Trump, and that they're awake now and they are supporting President Trump. I really do think that this was, you know, everything they've tried has backfired, so to speak. It has not been effective. And so I would not be surprised if that's exactly what we're seeing here, is that this is going to cause everyone to be for President Trump. It was just like when he was arrested, indicted, and arrested, all this that happened, it backfired on them. Watch this too. I bet this will. I bet, watch the numbers. They're going to go off the charts. Everything else that they've done, it turns out to boomerang against them. So here is President Trump, a little snapshot of a video of them, what they were showing on Fox News right after the incident happened.
At that video, it appears, Shannon, you know, he grabs his right ear before you hear a sound. And then after that, there is a repeated sound over and again. In addition to that, you have, in all likelihood, what would be the Secret Service returning fire. And that's why we have that quote that we have used now, shooter is down. So we'll wait for an update out of Butler, but yes. We just want to bring you some of that now.
We're just getting something coming in from the Associated Press here. This is to the AP. They say the shooter is dead and a rally attendee was killed at the Trump event in Pennsylvania. They say the Butler County District Attorney is telling them that. That's according to the Associated Press. The shooter dead and someone also who was attending that rally. Okay. That's the latest from there.
Gotcha.
Site.
That DA's first name is Richard Golding, or it's just coming up right now. Also, another report, audience member, as you say, I killed the shooter dead. Another person said to be in serious condition.
All right. So, unfortunately, there was loss of life. There are those who are saying this was staged, and, you know, there was loss of life. And so it was a very, very traumatic event for a lot of people. They likely knew that this would be this that they would do this at some point. They're desperate. They're panicking, and they're in desperation mode. They're trying to get rid of President Trump, and they probably knew that this would that they would attempt this. Do we go cower in the corner and in our basement because of knowing that likely the evil that other people will do against us? No, we have to keep moving forward. We have to be tough, and we have to be strong, and we have to stand up, just like President Trump, that he would stand there and know that at any moment someone could do this. Now, we're going to talk about what actually happened. What happened at this rally? How did the Secret Service, what did they do, and did they do the right things or not? And we're going to talk about that real quick here in just a minute. But first, I want to show you what was happening just before the shots. The clip just before this was of everyone telling President Trump, thank you for what he's doing, that he is standing up for us and for all, basically all of humanity, and he is standing in the way against these evildoers. Check it out.
It's make America great again, Joe. It means make America great again. That's all we want to do. If he was doing the job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean, the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, maybe the Pacific. Thank you. Thank you. Instead, I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a senator elected and to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it. And it's not easy because we have millions and millions of people in our country that.
Yep. Yep. That was what happened just before. He said, what has he said before? He said, I take the slings and arrows for you. And now he's taking a bullet. So, yeah. Interesting that yesterday afternoon, just before this, look what Biden told the donors on a private call. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye. You know, Biden is fighting for his political life. He's fighting for not only that, but he also knows that he will be held to an account for his crimes when President Trump is back in the White House. He and all these others know, but they're desperate. They're afraid that Biden can't win, so that's why they're ready to throw him under the bus, because they are so desperate to make sure that they don't let President Trump get back in. And it appears that they really did put him in the bullseye. For him to say this, yeah, is outrageous. All right, so I want you to see that. The first person that it was announced that the Butler police reported as the shooter was this man named Mark Violets. Mark Violets. And then now it appears that that's not even true. So I don't know why the Butler police would report this. And I just find it very coincidental that his name is Mark, which is a disciple's name, and also a marksman. And then the name of the one that they're saying it is now, he's got two names of disciples also. I just find that just extremely coincidental that the whole thing seems very, definitely staged by them. I do not at all believe this was a lone shooter. Not at all. Anyway, so, and Violets, like pushing up Violets, anyone who joins with them and says, I will be the shooter, and they'll say, oh, we'll promise him $1 million or whatever, they won't ever get a chance to spend it. Duh. It makes you wonder, what are they? Are they kind of like the Bourne Identity, where they are just... they're being told to do something, and they don't even realize, what they are, what they're doing, with the Bourne Identity. Remember that show? Remember that movie? So I just find that very, very odd. Anyway, so this, it appears they went back and said, no, that wasn't the shooter. So anyway, of course, when anything happens like this, the the information that comes out, it's hard to know exactly what is true. And they want it to be where there's information coming out and that there's a lot of misinformation and confusion. They want that. That's part of their mode of operation, so that there's just so much confusion going on. This is what TMZ posted, where this was the man, the shooter, up on the roof of an adjacent building, 130 yards away. Just sounds outrageous to me that they would have a building that was in that close by that they did not secure. You know, that it really begs the question, why in the world did the Secret Service choose this location? We're going to talk about that. But that's him just minutes before he was shot and killed. And if he, you know, it appears he trusted whoever had gotten him to do this. You know, like I said, I don't at all hold to the thought that he was a lone gunman who was working all by himself. I don't believe that at all. And so he basically signed his own death warrant by doing this. So minutes later, well, let me see if I can. No, it's not there. But anyway, so what happened was he's up on this building right here, literally 130 yards away from where President Trump is speaking, right there. A clear shot to President Trump right there. So this is where the stage was. Now, there was actually another temporary stage that was right here. And so when he shot, it went right through that stage, or supposedly over it. But that's where that person was killed, because a shot hit a person right there where the stage was right adjacent to. Right, remember when he walks out, you see him walking, and he's waving at people on his right, and it's because there's a stage right here. It's, you don't see it in the picture. And so President Trump is just literally a sitting duck. So, and of course they had snipers staged right here on this building. So that is not far from where President Trump was, especially for someone who's a sharpshooter. Now, my thing is that why did the Secret Service choose this location and not secure this building right here, this group of buildings? That is criminal. This is a negligence of duty. Either they were incompetent or this was intentional. I would hazard to guess that this was intentional. This is what I believe. Elon said extreme incompetence, or it was deliberate. That's what Elon Musk said yesterday, and I agree. Either way, the Secret Service leadership must resign. And thank you for Jack Poso saying, how was a sniper with a full rifle kit allowed to bear crawl on the closest roof to a presidential nominee? How could that be allowed to occur? They could choose any location. And it's definitely appears that this location was chosen because of there being this sharpshooter location where someone could take a shot at President Trump. I don't think this is a coincidence at all. As Elon Musk said, this was incompetence or deliberate. Unfortunately, that's the case. And so this sharpshooter felt that he could trust them, and he went up and did this, and they blew him away. But you see also that these people who are in the head of the Secret Service, they think that they'll be able to skate, and let's just watch and see what happens. Let's watch and see what happens. I'll tell you this, the JFK assassination, the Secret Service backed away. If you remember, they backed away and they allowed what happened to President JFK. But it took 60 years for us to find out the truth. Now, it still hasn't been revealed, but we have found out about it because of social media and because of piecing the information together that we've been able to do. A lot of people still don't know, but it will not be 60 years before the truth about this comes out. We're going to get the truth about this because, you know what? We have each other. We have the social media. We are sharing this truth every minute of every day. That's our role in this Battle of Armageddon. This man right here has a whole video. I posted it on my social media. I'm not going to show it right now. But the point is, he was telling the local police that, look, there's a shooter up on this building. He saw it. He was trying to show it to them, and they ignored him. They said, oh, we can't see it. Well, you couldn't see him because you had to go around to the other side of the building. They had no curiosity at all. What does that tell you? You know, if you or I were in this position, we would investigate. We would go and see what is he talking about. He did not, and there were actually two people who were announcing this, who were reporting this to the police. What is going on with these people who are not protecting President Trump? This BBC interview with a guy outside the security perimeter who claims he saw the shooter before he fired. It's absolutely wild. If this guy's legit, the Secret Service and the security have some explaining to do. Yes. All right, so there was that. Here is the sniper who is there to protect President Trump. And I wish I could show the video of this. Unfortunately, I do not have the video that I can show because I've got the internet problems today. But I want you to see his rifle is trained exactly on that building I was just showing you. It's trained exactly. He's right here on this, the top of this building, and he's got his rifle trained exactly to the shooter's location. And when you watch the video, let me see if I have it. I don't think I do. No. Okay. When you watch the video, you will see that the angle of his gun does not shift 1 degree. All you see on the video is you see the Secret Service sniper lift his head. I guess maybe because he heard some gunshots or whatever it was, and he went immediately and shot the shooter dead. The thing I wish so much I could show you, and you go on my website, go on my social media, and you'll be able to see the video of this sniper. As soon as he shot the first round, the gun actually changed its direction where it was pointing more downward, and it sent off two more rounds, and they were not pointing at the shooter's location at all at that point. It was very odd that he was not really steady on his aim. I was really, really surprised that he would not be steady on his aim. Maybe in that stressful situation, you don't know how you're going to respond when you've just actually shot someone. But either way, definitely go and watch that video. I'm sorry I don't have the video to show it to you right now because of my internet problems, but I'm going to have to get a backup internet. So I pay for two services just because this is not working for me. And I'm sorry, you guys, but this is happening. This is a post that went onto some kind of social media, and it's being passed around. I do not know if this is true. To be honest, I rather doubt it because I don't know that a Secret Service agent would admit this online. It might be real. It might not. I just don't know. But he's saying that he is that shooter, Jonathan Willis. Whether it's true or not, I'm just going to read it for you. My name is Jonathan Willis. I'm the officer in the famous photo of the two snipers on the roof at Trump's rally. I came here to inform the public that I had the assassin in my sights for at least 3 minutes. But the head of the Secret Service refused to give the order to take out the perpetrator. 100% of the top brass, 100% the top brass prevented me from killing the assassin before he took the shots at President Trump. Now, whether he wrote that and posted that or not, That is what it definitely appears, that he had the sniper. The shooter. I'll call this the Secret Service sniper. He had the shooter in his sights. You can tell that his gun did not alter, did not move one degree when he shot. He was ready to shoot. And it looks like this other guy, it looks like there's another guy up there with him, that he also was ready and aiming at this person, but not allowed to shoot. How outrageous is this? First of all, that they didn't secure this building, and second of all, that they would allow them to take the first shot. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what, though, it appears. As soon as the shot rang out, then he responded immediately. But miraculously, President Trump is okay. Miraculously, he was not killed. It's by the grace of God that he wasn't killed. It had nothing to do with the Secret Service protection. And it really, really reminds me of what happened with JFK. This seemed very planned and very orchestrated to take out our presidential nominee. That's exactly what it appears to me to be. So I don't know if this is true or not, but if this was posted by him or not, but this definitely sounds like exactly what happened. He did not have the authority to shoot until the other person shot, and then he was able to respond. So it appears that he never got the go-ahead from the top brass, but when someone else shoots, then he has the ability to, he has the authorization. I think that's likely what's going on here. It's outrageous, outrageous. So yeah, then this is a shot right here of the perpetrator, that he was dead. People were showing the video that it appeared that he was dead. All right, so this is a physician who was at the event. He's an emergency department physician. And so when you heard that girl start screaming, he went over to try to help that person. And he said there was a lot of blood and brain matter. So he tried to do CPR, but it was too late. It was too late. It appears they carried, and I don't have this video on here, but it appeared they carried someone down off of the bleachers, but that person was not in a body bag. So that just seemed very strange to me. Very, very strange to me that they would carry someone not in a body bag. That just seems outrageous to me. So many of these things that just don't have answers to on why they did what they did. All right, so I want you to see one other thing. Let me see. There was one other thing I wanted you to see. Let me see. There was something else. I guess that's it for right now. Bottom line, it was either extreme incompetence or it was deliberate. Yeah, either way, the Secret Service leadership must resign. I believe that they should be held criminally responsible, too. This is not enough just to resign. You can't just do this and go on down the road. This is not acceptable. And so there are people out, for example, RFK Jr. came out on Greg Kelly, and he was saying, you know, we all need to lower the rhetoric, and we need to all forgive, and we need blah, 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 blah. People are saying, oh, I don't care about anything except I'm just so happy that President Trump is alive. I'm like, okay, let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something right now. There must be judgment. There must be judgment. There must be people held to an account. We must get to the bottom of who did this and why and what was going on. Now, I don't want to hear an investigation, really. I'm so sick to hear of investigations, because it's always the same, that they do an investigation and they, some cockamamie excuse. This is the day that we must get to the bottom of it. And it may not happen until President Trump is in office. But we have to get to a day when people are held to an account for their crimes, for their negligence, for their it's what's the name of it? When someone is, that they, oh man, not manslaughter, but they that someone dies and it was because of negligent homicide. I think that's what they call it, negligent homicide. This person must be held on account. They must go to prison. There has to be a reckoning. There has to be judgment. There has to be retribution meted out. You know, the Russians were saying that they were sending off a missile and marking it with, for Trump's ear, because they have no problem with retribution. Somehow or another, they've made Americans so weak-kneed, lily-livered, pathetic excuses that we don't demand retribution for crimes against people. The issue is not that we don't, love the evildoer, whatever. That's not even the point. That's not even the point. The point is we love the people who are alive. We love the people who have been victimized. We love humanity, and that's because of our love for humanity. People have to pay for their crimes. President Trump had a video where he was talking to. I just posted this yesterday. He was talking to Jay Leno and saying how I believe in an eye for an eye. I believe in retribution. We have to believe in retribution. We have to stand for justice and bringing down the penalty for people's crimes against people. We cannot just say, oh, we're just forgiven. We need to be kind and understanding and that they did their best. No. We must call people to an account, and there must be consequences for actions that are either incompetent or deliberate. This has to happen. And I'll tell you this, the other thing is they have tried everything they possibly could do against President Trump. They have tried, They have tried, here is Mr. Defiance himself. That was the word I used, and they're using that all over the internet today. Defiant. President Trump is defiant. He will stand up and he won't back down even when they take a shot at him. We have to have that same defiance. And he was, saying fight, fight, fight. He's even in the middle of this happening, he's not one ounce of fear in him. They have done Russian collusion. They've done the impeachment. They've done the lawfare. They've done all this over and over and over and over and over. And he just keeps going. And this is the logical conclusion, is their only other choice is to try to kill him. It's not because they've had the rhetoric and that they've caused a lone gunman. No, this is no doubt the ones at the top are doing everything that they possibly can do to destroy President Trump. This is what it's about. You guys know that. Okay, so I want you to see also, let me see if I can find the one that was our wonderful Stormy Joe had a video that he posted. Let me see if I can find it. I don't want to skip this. I don't want to miss it. Okay, here it is. This is President Trump with his defiant arm raised, saying fight, fight, fight. And so I want you to hear what Stormy Joe said. This is post 2190, and it has President Trump with his arm fist pump in the air, saying fight, fight, fight. Check it out.
So Absolute and I hit on this during our live stream, and I want to go through it for the people who didn't see our live stream. So obviously we know what happened in today's event, and POTUS put his fist pump up. He was saying the words, fight, fight, fight. Q2190, POTUS with his fist pump. Fight, fight, fight.
There you go. Now, If you remember, President Trump, when he went down, they jumped on top of him, they picked him back up to remove him from the stage. At that point, it was very strange because he says, "Wait, I need my shoe." very interesting. Very interesting, because that goes to a lot of other things. The Masons always on their false flags. Someone loses a shoe. That is like every time. That's one of their messages. One of their symbols that they show, that someone loses a shoe. It's very, very odd. But also notice that when he got up and they're about to move him off the stage, he said, wait, wait, wait. He wanted to fist pump. He wanted to tell everyone, fight, fight, fight. He wanted to do this. And he didn't want to leave that stage without telling everyone he was okay, because first of all, he didn't want them at the hospital to go kill him or something. You know, he wanted everyone to know that he was absolutely A-okay. He was fine. Yes, he had a damage to his ear, but he was okay. He wanted us to know that, and he wanted us to know that he had not lost the will to fight, and he wants us to be in here fighting also. So I just wanted you to see that. And one other thing that's very interesting, and this is that... And my friend Bob Sisson called me this morning, and he also said, hey girl, I think you've been right all along. I'm like, thanks, Bob. Yeah, I have. Yes, I have been right. Anyway, it says, this is a very interesting passage where it talks about someone being cleansed for service. Okay. And so what they would do is they would, the priest would take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and he would apply it to the lobe of the right ear. To the lobe of the right ear, the earlobe, and the thumb on the right hand, which we know President Trump got blood on his right hand, and on the big toe of the right foot of the person being purified. Isn't that so interesting and so coincidental? Because this big toe, you know, if he lost his shoe at some point, which just seems so strange to me to have a shoe come off. I don't understand that at all. But anyway, this, you know, that would go along with Leviticus 14:14. If you're familiar with 14, this is like the 144,000. This is the chosen number, the 12,000 times 12, the chosen warriors in this battle from the tribes of Israel, which you are the tribes of Israel. Whether you know it or not, you are. And whether you've been grafted in or you're the physical progeny. Anyway, so I just found this very interesting. Thank you, Bob Sisson, for sharing that with me about this someone being sanctified for service and having this ceremony to cleanse that person and to prepare this person. And so having this, the blood of the offering on the right ear, the right hand, and the right foot. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it? Another thing that was very interesting, and Charlie Kirk shared this, and one of my friends posted this. She watches this show called Anime My Hero Academia. And I've never heard of this show before. It's a little cartoon. And in that cartoon the night before, which was on, I guess, on Friday, Jiru, J-I-R-O-U, I don't know exactly how to say that name, their ear was snatched off. Isn't that outrageous? And look at the hands. Even the hands look like the wings of the bird. The ear was snatched off in that show. Isn't that outrageous? It's just too coincidental. And so they're saying, you know, he needs to be in the bullseye. Even on the Huffington Post, they were saying, you know, gives us authorization to assassinate President Trump. Literally, they put this on there a couple of weeks ago when they were talking about his immunity. And they're saying, okay, well, then we're immune. Biden can kill him then. I mean, literally, this is what has been talked about. And then here they go. And they do this. Well, this is, yeah, they're going to be held to account. They will. Just hold on tight. They will. All right. So I want you to see another thing that Kim Clement posted way back in 2007. And listen to this. This is what we are moving toward. When this is while we're all laboring together at this point, we're in birth pangs until the kingdom is born on earth, the true kingdom, where it's the kingdom of righteousness and peace. And what is going to happen is that God's people will be elevated, raised, not to leave earth, but raised into these positions of authority. That is what we're going to experience. That's what we're going to be a part of. We're going to have good people in all these positions of authority, including the Secret Service, including every position that you can think of, down to the dog catcher in your town. Every position is going to be filled with good people. Check this out, what Kim Clement said all these years ago.
Now God says a president that I will bring into the White House. And they will say he is ungodly. He does not know God. Even as Jesus disguised himself for the great feast, so I have disguised this man's heart.
I love that. I love that. You remember Jesus disguising himself? I love that. Remember that.
And when he comes to the White House, not only shall he be mine, but he shall pray as a man that has never prayed in the White House. And God says they will say, how did this take place? Laws shall change. Young men and young women shall have access into the kingdom and with authority into politics and with authority into the industries that now have been controlled by darkness because of this man that shall rule for another two terms. But there will be things that men shall question. Fear not, for he shall sit in that seat, and suddenly my spirit shall come upon him and baptize him.
There you go. God's people will be put in these positions of authority where you'll have, you know, okay, so let me back up. I do not believe, You know, this guy right here is just from what I can tell, he is a good Secret Service agent. Let's just give him that he did kill the shooter. And I'm thankful that he did do that. But he was not given the authority to do his job. That's the problem, because the people at the top prevented him from being able to do it. There are good people in all these organizations, but they are prevented from doing the right thing because of their bosses. Whether it's it could be someone at Amazon or whatever company, whatever organization, whatever government position someone has, they're prevented. And so imagine if God's people who are equipped and know what to do, but they are then raised to these positions of authority so that they run this right. That's what is going to be in the millennial kingdom. That's where we're headed. And that's what my books are about, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I decode the book of Revelation in this first one, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, this one here. And that's what really the book of Revelation is all about, all this being revealed to us. We're having all this revelation. We're all getting this amazing revelation. We're piecing this together. The Lord revealed this to us, things that we had no idea that these evildoers were running this world, and that they were the very people that we had trusted all of our lives, whether it's doctors or politicians or whoever it was, preachers, all these people. They are not righteous people in these positions. We realize this is the revelation, and that we've awakened to cast them out. And that's what really the whole point of the prostitute and all this is that we've heard about in the about end times. They spooked us and they scared us into thinking that we had to escape earth. No, they are leaving, and we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. This one right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I go into all these minor prophets who told us. They were screaming, shouting over the pages of the Bible that we just didn't get it. We thought this was ancient history, but it's not. It's about a beautiful future that is coming for us to enjoy, that has never happened before. It says that people won't be considered old at 100. This was written after Noah and all of them had already died out. He said that people won't be considered old at 100. Has that happened? Of course it has not. But that's what we're headed for on earth. On earth, that our children will be blessed. They won't be doomed to misfortune. So just hang in there, everybody, hang on tight. And also, this is biblical. This is that great Samson. President Trump is our great Samson, bringing down the two columns, the church and the state. He's bringing down all this on their heads. He's bringing it down so that we can have the kingdom come and the righteousness in the church and the state, not having them run it. This is what's happening, and they can't stop him. So definitely check into that. Definitely go on to, it's on Amazon. It's also on freedomforce.live. I have the audiobooks there so you can listen to it, and it'll really help to make sense. Share this with your friends and family. They're only $2.99 on Amazon. This is the beautiful post that someone shared, and lots of posts like this, but this is one that I was able to grab. The mandate from heaven, not going to hurt him. Can't. They literally cannot. Do not be afraid. Do not worry. Do not be in fear at all. As I showed you before from this sign, let me tell you, this sign is that he is the chosen one. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And so they've tried everything in the world to stop him, but they cannot stop him. So even if they were to kill him, but seriously, I know that sounds outrageous, but the Lord would have to raise him from the dead because he, as he said, is the chosen one. He really, really is. And if anybody doubts it, they shouldn't doubt it after what happened yesterday. And I think that humanly speaking, this is what's happening to our country. It's going to be that red wave we've talked about. I've seen videos of people saying, I was wrong, I misunderstood, I believe the lies that they told us about President Trump, and now I support him 100%. So this is such good news on that standpoint. Thankfully, our President Trump is A-okay. I don't know what's going to happen from here on out. Here it is, right here. You know, we've got August, September, October, November. We've got 4 months to go. No telling what they're going to try to do between now and then. But don't worry. We're not going to worry. We're not going to be afraid at all. Not one little bit. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is your day. You promised this day would come. You promised that you would set us free, not just in America, but all over the world. And I thank you, Lord, that everyone in the world is seeing this, that you are awakening humanity all over the world. I pray, Lord, that everything that the enemy attempts will boomerang on them. It will come back on their own heads and destroy them and their works of darkness. I thank you, Lord, that we will rule and reign with you, and that we will be raised into these positions of authority, so that whatever our expertise is, we'll be able to use that for the good of humanity. I thank you, Lord. I pray that those who have done this will be exposed before all the world. Lord, use us to help people piece this together and understand what's going on. I pray that you would awaken their hearts. May this be the mass start awakening that we've been waiting for, so that when we share this truth, that they will receive it and understand what's going on, and we'll all join together, not against each other, but join together against the evildoers, the true evil ones at the top who are trying to destroy humanity. We thank you, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, that you save your anointed, that you are the one in control, and that nothing, no one can stay your hand. No one can say, what are you doing? Nothing can stop what is coming, because this is your plan. And we believe you. We trust you. We just have complete confidence in you. And thank you for everyone in the Freedom Force Battalion. Bless them, Lord. Bless their efforts. Bless everything that they do, so that it will be to awaken the people in this world. And we just pray your blessing on every one of them. Protect them. Strengthen them. Guide them on what to do for their health, Lord. Help them with to protect their lives and their bodies and their families. And we just pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. Okay, I love you guys. I got to jet out of here, and I will talk to you. I wish I could see your faces, but I will see you next time. Okay, I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.